A hint of spring that has descended on the Northeast has officials monitoring rivers, streams, and flood-prone areas. With recent temperatures in the 50s across most of New York's capital region, area leaders are keeping their eyes on the potential for flash flooding and ice jams, which can lead to significant property damage. In Schenectady, Mayor Gary McCarthy says the Stockade District, an area prone to flooding via the Mohawk River, is always a concern.
As high water starts in the river, or we see any movement for ice jams or related activity, we do physical monitoring and then also stand prepared to evaluate that and do evacuations or whatever the appropriate response is. Can we try and keep our fingers crossed that we're going to have warming and a little bit of rain that will pass through the river without an issue, but if there is one, we're ready and able to react to it.
On a recent conference call with reporters, Governor Andrew Cuomo noted that state agencies are also monitoring known flood-prone areas. The Democrat instructed local governments to prepare for the dramatic warming and the dangers of potential flooding caused by ice jams.
The problem we're anticipating is large chunks of ice that are thicker than normal, larger than normal, because of the extreme cold. And those pieces of ice, once they start to break up, can clog rivers and streams and create serious flooding. There is no easy answer to this solution. However, the one rule we've learned from these extreme weather situations is it's all about preparation.
Cuomo said municipalities in need of ice-breaking equipment should contact the State Office of Emergency Management. On Monday night, Cuomo announced that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is deploying drones to help assess ice jams.
Creeks, rivers, streams tend to back up in the same areas and cause flooding, where there are overpasses, where there are bridges, where there are bends in the river, where there's debris in the river, logs, trees down, etc. Any area where flow will normally back up.
The DEC is also addressing potential flooding threats by monitoring stream level forecasts and flood gauges on water bodies across the state. Cuomo and DEC Commissioner Basil Segos have given local governments the green light to break up ice unless it involves altering the course of a river or stream by excavating the banks. Segos hopes to avoid a replay of late January when the ice flow on the Hudson River ripped boats from their moorings. Some ended up crashing into Capital Region bridges.
We've been working closely with State Police and DOT to scour the banks of the Hudson where this happened last week, make sure if any of the docks or boats that are currently tied up are tied up appropriately. At this point, it looks good. We would certainly encourage anyone that has a floating structure, boat of any kind along any waterway, just to make sure that it's tied down and out of harm's way. We don't expect a repeat of last week, but certainly having the word out there right now, take precautions, double knots, and watch your craft. We stand ready to help.
The Department of Transportation, Thruway Authority, Canal Corporation, and New York State Police are among the agencies monitoring conditions and on standby. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.